Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Talking with Bobby Dooley of... There we go. All right, talking with Bobby Dooley. She is president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're going to have her on in just a moment. You are listening to the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And Ms. Dooley joins us from Western Estates Homeowners Association, where there was a meeting today of the Homeowners Association Board. And just to bring people up to speed, Ms. Dooley, you are the president there?
Yes, Phil. We have 23 homes, and I'm the Homeowners Association president as well as the... our recording secretary and president of our PTO.
Now, the meeting you had today was with regard to what?
We had a very quick meeting that I called to inform our board, because we are involved in a lot more than just, our architectural decisions and so forth about the homes.
Yeah.
To let them know that I had been at a local retailer called the Liquor Barn, which is where it's a wholesale, it's a wine and a liquor warehouse.
Okay.
And I had purchased two boxes of a Merlot, and when I approached the counter, I was asked for my ID. Okay, I'm 39 years of age.
Now, you were at a liquor store.
Yes, I was picking up some wine for our summertacular meeting. And the clerk, who was a very young woman, probably in her late 20s, said, "Can I see some ID?"
Wow. Now, how old are you?
I just turned 39.
Okay.
And I'm 39, and she asked to see my ID. So you have to realize this is an experience that just about every woman who is in her 30s on up really wants to have. And that's why it's so important. It's not that it happened to me. It's that very few of us who are in their who are beyond their 20s are asked for their ID, whether we're at a club or whether we are just in a store. And this is an experience, as I said, Phil. The chances of it happening are very slim, but it does happen for a select few of us. And the reason, Phil, has a lot to do with the fact that I take care of myself. I also stay in touch with my kids. I know what the youth of today are doing.
Yeah, but why did you announce this at a homeowners association meeting?
Just to make sure that people were aware of the fact. A lot of the ladies on our board, I thought, would be interested to know, because we do have a lot of the gals who are involved in our fashion show, and they, they're attractive. I think some of them think they're a little bit probably more attractive than they are, and so I said it just as, it was really more a wake-up call for a lot of these women who think that they're, attractive, and so on.
All right, so it's almost, you say it's almost thinking young helps keep one young. And I'm reminded the day that I turned 21, after that, no one ever carded me again.
Well, one of the things, Phil, you're very fair-skinned. The sun can age your skin. That happens to light-skinned people. The sun does age you. But the real secret as to why I get asked for my ID...
Has this happened more than once?
Well, has it happened more than...
Yeah, has it happened to you? Is this the first time?
It doesn't surprise me that it's happened.
Well, what do you attribute this to?
Well, there's a lot of things. I shop in the young woman's section at Nordstrom's or Macy's. I do wear a lot of the young fashions. When it comes to my son's friends, I don't get too close to their parents. I like the kids a lot, but the parents I'm a little bored with, and when they call, I try and behave distant with a young woman attitude, which is polite but sort of distant, distracted. I talk on the phone a lot. I'm always laying, talking to the girls laying on the floor or on the couch or something like that or in the den.
So you're telling me that you behave like a young woman and that's helped you stay youthful physically. Are you in a bathtub right now?
As a matter of fact, I am, Phil. So I'm doing a little soaking tonight. If it's distracting.
No, it's okay. I can just hear the water. So you are, and this has helped you stay youthful physically.
Yes. And
so... It's mind over matter, or...
No, it's really a holistic thing. It's
okay.
It's the whole package. My attitude is very young. When I get angry with Steve, I'm extremely youthful in the way that I get angry.
Give me an example of youthful anger.
Well, I'm not afraid of telling Steve that I hate him sometimes, because that's what I'm feeling. So many women who have not had the experience of being asked for their ID, they can't allow themselves to just tell their husbands or their children that they hate them. And I scream it sometimes. I tell my sons I hate them. I don't engage. A lot of times I just run out of the room.
So you're acting like a teenage girl.
No, I'm acting young. I'm acting youthful. When you say a teenager...
Well, you're describing the behavior of a teenage girl in many ways, right?
Well, I don't know what you mean. I'm just acting very youthful. Well,
screaming that you hate somebody and then running out of the room.
No, it's just youthful. It's honest.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out. Bobby Dooley with us, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. She was asked for her ID, even though she's 39. It's what is called carded, I guess. And she is on our show tonight to tell us how it is that at the age of 39, a liquor store proprietor is asking her for her ID. All right, so you were describing a youthful way of behaving, which to me sounds like a teenage girl, but...
Well, I'm acting... my son the other night, I'll give you an example, and I love my sons, and I know I've told them that I hate them, but I love them as well. But the other night, my son went to kiss me goodnight, and I sort of told him he was being gross.
I'm sorry, he was being gross?
That is correct.
Now, do you really think your son is gross for wanting a goodnight kiss?
No, I don't think he's gross. I just want to stay in touch with, I guess, an inner teenager, and I told him he was gross, and he was able to relate to it. Again, so let's remember what we're talking about. I got asked for my ID today. Now, most women would really believe, I really believe this, they would put themselves through a hysterectomy or some kind of cancer surgery. I really, honestly, just for once in their life, they could be asked for their ID when they're buying liquor or cigarettes or entering a club.
It's that important to them?
Absolutely, yeah.
Have you been asked for your ID going into a club? Have you? Now, again, you're 39.
I'm 30. I'll tell you a story. Steve and I were with another couple, and we were going into the Sky Bar in Hollywood. Okay, and the man at the door asked to see my ID. Now, this other gal we were with was smiling, almost as if to say, I hope it happens to me, and of course it didn't. And you immediately see the palpable jealousy. And it's almost a violent hatred. And, of course, the evening wasn't made more comfortable by the fact their husband, and this was a singer couple, Bill and Eve Singer.
Yeah.
Bill wanted me to dance with him.
Well, I don't know why this guy, so you're saying the guy somehow was more attracted to you because you got carded?
Again, it's just my youthfulness. He asked me to dance, and I ignored him, and I just, and there's a song called Get Down On It by Casey and the Sunshine Band, and the lyric goes, get down on it, do, do, get down on it, do, and I danced to that. And when the lyric says, get down on it, I lower my hips down to the ground and then up again right in front of him.
So were you flirting with this man? You know,
no, I have no intention of doing that. It is simply to stay youthful in my approach, and so I ignored him for most of the night. So I was dancing provocatively, but I was ignoring him. And that's what a young teenage girl does, and that is how you stay youthful. And that.
But you're not making a lot of friends, are you? You're not...
I'm making... People are attracted to me, and I don't know what you mean by making friends, but... Again, let me get back to the point. I was asked for my ID. That is something that just doesn't happen. It takes a lot of work. And tonight, there are a lot of women who wish they were me.
All right, Bobby Dooley, 1-800-449-8686, joins us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She's 39, and she was asked for her ID in a liquor store yesterday, I think it was, at the Liquor Barn out in Western Estates. She was buying some wine, and they asked her for her ID. She called a meeting of the Western States Homeowners Association to announce that fact. And I guess we're talking about why this is important to a lot of women and how it is that she got asked for her ID, and most women over 30 don't get asked for their ID. She talks about maintaining a youthful approach. But, again, it sounds to me like she's just acting like a teenage girl, flirting with a guy and then ignoring him, screaming that you hate your husband and your sons and then running out of the room and laying on the floor all day on the phone. So if that's youthful and it's worth it for you to act that way just so someone will ask you for your ID... 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to open up to phone calls in a moment here with Bobby Dooley, who's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. But I wanted to ask you, Ms. Dooley, you're talking about being asked for your ID today at Liquor. Was it yesterday at Liquor Barn?
Yes. It was really early in the morning. And I had gone in there and approached the desk with the wine. I wanted to just, if I could, Phil.
But how old are you?
I'm sorry?
How old are you?
I just passed my, I just hit my 45th birthday. And you can see how significant.
45?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you said you were 39.
No, I wish I was 39, but it really doesn't matter. When people think that you're too young to buy alcohol and you're 45, it is, it's very significant. I wanted to mention to you, Phil, you said you're opening it up for phone calls.
Yeah, we give out our number and, people call in and you know, talk to you a little bit about. One of the things I want to know is maybe women have questions as to why you know, how it is you can be asked your ID when you're 45.
Well, here was my thought, if I could. If I could just suggest this, and I don't want to tell you how to do your program.
Go ahead.
I don't think that it's probably the wisest thing for women to call in. Because, first of all, I don't know that they want to expose themselves as being individuals who haven't had their, you know, asked for their ID. That's number one. Number two, it's tough for a woman to talk to another woman who has had that experience. In other words,
Are you trying to say it's going to be humiliating for a lot of women to call in and talk to you?
Yes, I really do. And I don't want to expose my sisters to that, if I may say my sisters. I want them to just hear me and hear the significance of what happened, but I don't want to humiliate them.
Well, there might be some women listening who have had a similar experience.
Well, if they have, there's no need for them to call because they know what I'm talking about. If they haven't, it's only going to be opening them up to humiliation talking with a woman who is 45 and at a liquor store, no less, was asked for her ID because the man didn't think she was old enough. Now, when you're 45 and you get carded at a liquor store, it's a cleansing of the soul in many ways. It's a validation. It is a... there's so many things I could compare it to. It's like finally getting the notary public stamp on, yes, I am still viable. I am still very much alive. I am still very, very vital and still a very active member of the youth community. I think more than anything else, that's it. And so...
All right, well, all of these things are fine and all of these things are well and good, but to take phone calls from my listeners, because you were saying, well, here's how you can get asked for your ID. You got asked for your ID, and you're still in the bathtub, right?
I am. I'm just doing a little soaking. I've got some bath beads, and I've got some candles lit, and it's just my way of sort of soothing my soul and sort of celebrating the day. And I've got a glass of white wine, and my husband Steve is in the garage. He's working on he has two beautiful Corvettes. I think he's working on the royal blue one tonight. Just doing something, I don't know, some kind of repair in his Corvette.
All right, that's fine. I mean, I just, the water's sounding a little loud, but...
I'm sorry, I'm trying to just sort of moisturize my shoulders a little bit.
That's fine, but again, we're talking about you being asked for your ID at a liquor store, and you say that this is a validating thing. Now, 45 that's rather impressive to be asked for your ID.
Understand, Phil, I'm 45, and I don't look old enough to buy liquor. How many women can say that?
Well, there's a lot of very beautiful models.
No, there's no I mean, even the most gorgeous model that I can think of, Tyra Banks or Elle McPherson, no one would ever mistake them for someone under the age of 21. It happened to me. And that's why I called the meeting of the Western States Homeowners Association. And really what I'm doing right now, moisturizing my shoulders, I use a moisturizing mist on my face, I use lavender bath salts.
Well, a lot of that is physical, but you also said that you stay youthful. And a lot of the youthful behavior that you say you exhibit is the youthful behavior of a teenage girl telling your husband you hate him and running out of the room.
Well, but Steve, knows that I don't really hate him. It's just, for instance, I was driving home from the Jan's Mall the other day, and I outran a police officer. It wasn't responsible. It was very dangerous. But I was racing, and I literally lost the California Highway Patrolman. And that's really something that a kid would do.
Absolutely, a kid would do that. And a kid could die doing that. Don't you understand that that's the kind of example that is not the healthiest example?
I'm not asking my son to do that, Phil.
No, but you did it. You, in your effort to behave like you say a young woman, I say a teenage woman, you're speeding and outrunning you outran a cop?
I sure did. I lost him in the orange groves up near Phillips Ranch.
You could get killed. I mean, and you know, the cops don't like that.
Well, I don't... Phil, it wasn't like I stole the car.
I'm just saying, it's not a responsible thing. Now, I have a phone call that I'd like to go to.
All right. What I'm asking you is, after I do my soak, I'm going to put my hair in pigtails and put on some pajamas. Please don't open up any of the women to humiliation that are calling in. Because
I don't know why they'd be humiliated.
They're talking to me. I was asked for my ID at Liquor Barn.
All right, so people don't think you're old enough to drink liquor at Liquor Barn. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, who's 45, got carded the other day. Here is Donna. Donna, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi there.
Hi, Donna.
I just want to tell Bobby mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. she's not as special as she'd like to think she is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 50 years old,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and I get carded on a regular basis at liquor stores.
Well, whatever you say. I mean, I don't... When you say regular basis...
Well, I go into a liquor store, like, let's say, once a month. I go in and get some beer. And usually the guy... I don't go to the same place all
are you,
the time.
Are, do
and
you,
there's usually a foreigner there, but
you
always...
Well, see, that's
for
just
my
it.
ID.
Well, that's just it. I was carded by a native-born American.
Well, I get hit on by native-born Americans. They're less than half my age.
Well, that may be it, but I'm talking about, yeah, because they like older women. But I'm talking about being mistaken for someone who is under 21.
I've been mistaken for somebody under 21 more than a handful of times in the last 6 months.
I'll tell you why I don't believe you.
Okay, fine. Why not? I don't believe
do you
because you tell me you're wearing your hair in pigtails.
You know,
and
that's,
if you
what, I
single
that's
wrinkle,
what I do.
That's what
I do. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you
if
something.
If I'm wearing your hair in a ponytail, honey, it'll work a lot better.
Donna, if you at all have been speaking to these people that are carding you, that's a dead giveaway because you sound as if you have false teeth. And I don't mean to be cruel. You do, don't you?
I don't have any false teeth. I got 30 of my original teeth.
Well,
I have
why is
two
there
wisdom teeth out.
Well, there's something
and
wrong.
And no cavities and no filling.
Well, there's something wrong with the way you're talking. I don't know what.
Well, what are you hearing?
It's an older sounding voice. And so, you know, nice try.
Oh, well, nice try, yeah.
Well, I'm telling the truth. That's the difference between you and me.
You know what, sweetie? I am,
that's the difference
too.
Between
and
you and me.
And you don't have to believe me, and I don't have to believe you, do I?
Well, I'm telling the truth. That's the only difference. And I'm
but I'm telling the truth,
well,
too,
I'm the
you
guest.
Don't believe me.
Are you a guest on the show? No, I am.
In a sense, I am.
No, you
I'm
aren't. You're a caller.
On the radio just
no,
like you are.
You're a caller. You're not a guest.
She's a caller, and she's... I'm treating her the same way I'm treating you, Ms. Dooley. Okay?
But I'm the one that
and
was
I'm
asked to be on the show.
I'm talking on the radio.
Well, so what? So I'm moisturizing my skin.
Button.
What?
I said, so button.
What? God.
All right. Anyway, Donna, thank you. What did she say?
She said, so button. Really good, Donna. That's just so... You know, when you're old... And you spend your life drinking tons of beer and smoking tons and tons of Harley Davidson cigarettes.
All right, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. The big news, Bobby Dooley was asked for her ID, and she's 45 when she was buying wine. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Foo Bar. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the air with us. She is talking about how at the Liquor Barn, which is a local liquor retailer, she was asked for her ID because they didn't think she was old enough to buy liquor, and she's actually 45 years of age and is excited about that. And
I don't want to say I'm excited.
All right, okay, let me just say, but you called a meeting of your homeowners association.
It's important, I think, to let women know. A lot of men don't understand these things. For women, it's very significant. You could hear in the last lady's voice, this is why I didn't want to talk to any of your listeners. I don't want to get into an argument with them.
Well, that lady said she was 50, and she's asked for her ID.
Well, I don't believe it.
Well, why don't you believe it?
Because you could hear it sounded as if she had some problem with her speech. So what?
So what difference is that? We're talking about the way somebody looks.
No, the minute you open your mouth, they know that if she opens her mouth and she sounds as if she's got... forgive me for saying this. It sounds like she has been... she's had something forced through her teeth. I don't know.
As if she's got false teeth?
Like something has pushed the teeth back. And that doesn't sound like a young person.
And yet you're still in the tub, I can hear.
I am. I'm just moisturizing. Steve and I are going to have a little drink when I get out.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Laura, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Yes, hi, Phil.
Hi.
I was listening to this lady that's in a tub.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you mentioned twice that you are 39 years of age, isn't it?
No, I'm 45.
Well, but when Phil Henry asked you how old are, you told him you are 39.
I don't think you heard. Are you not from this country?
No. I heard you twice.
Then you probably thought I was saying 39. It's 45.
Well, you said the first time you're 45, but twice you mentioned your age was 39.
Well, let me just say, I am, Laura, I don't know where you're from, but I am 45. Okay.
Yes. Well, you know,
45.
Then I showed you the radio, and I heard you say 39.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, 45.
Well, very well.
And they asked me...
You know,
mm-hmm.
If you lying about your age on the radio, how can we trust you with your ID?
Well, I didn't lie, and...
Well, you did mention 39.
Probably said it. I made a mistake.
Right.
Well, I slipped up.
How can you slip up?
What do you mean, how can I... You don't make mistakes?
Well, don't you know your...
Well, if somebody asked me how old are you, if I want to lie, I'm going to...
Are you talking via shortwave because you're ready? Are you sure you didn't hear me say Steve is in the garage using turpentine?
No,
I didn't say 39.
39 and the whole...
No. I said my husband is using turpentine. I didn't say 39.
You just said you did say 39.
No, yes,
did you hear me say that my husband was in the garage?
Yes, I heard you say that.
Yes.
And he's using turpentine.
Well, this is entirely different, lady. You mentioned about your age that you are 39.
No, I didn't say 39. I said turpentine.
I heard you say...
I'm not going to argue with you about my suggestion to
you. Have you ever been asked for your identification?
If you want to regenerate your body, you should regenerate your brain and stop lying to the audience.
You know, I'm
That's
soaking...
I want you to
well,
say
if you're jealous that I'm soaking in lavender
I'm
bath
I'm not beef. Jealous because I'm 38, and I look younger than you are because I'm getting compliments from teenagers.
Well, you may be getting compliments, but no one's mistaking you for anything other than being older.
And the reason why...
Have you tried lavender bath beads?
Will you look at this, Dooley?
Ma'am, when I go to a campus...
When you go to a camp?
Campus, mm-hmm. People think I'm in my mid-20s.
In your mid-20s?
I'm 28 years old.
Your IQ? I don't understand.
Mid-20s age.
Oh,
that's right.
Well, that's what... But that's still not younger than 21, so they... You see what I'm saying?
Oh, you're so possessed with your 21.
I'm just moisturizing my shoulders.
That's great.
Oh, but listen, but Laura, 39, turpentine, do you see how they sound similar?
No.
You don't?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. When somebody asks you how old are you, it's sounds
all right.
39.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thank you very much for calling us. Here is Pam on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Go ahead, Pam.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I'm 49 myself, and I've been carted several times, and I think it's a common courtesy and something that the young man probably did to make this gal feel better because...
Well, that's very spiteful of you to say that. Because, no, you know it is. I mean, look, if it's a courtesy, why doesn't it happen to more women?
I think it happens to women all the time.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No,
well, it's happened to me numerous times,
well,
and I
so
certainly
you say.
Don't look like I'm less than 21.
So you say.
I'm saying I don't look like I'm 21.
No, but you're saying it's happened to you, and we have no way of knowing that it's true.
Well,
do you have the phone close to the water or something?
I think she's been in the water too long.
Well, you know something, Pam? You can call up and say it happened, but as I said to the other lady, I'm the guest on the show.
Well,
let's
talk about honesty.
All right, let's talk about it.
You said you were 39.
No, I did not.
I didn't confuse it with turpentine.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I thought I heard 39.
I heard you.
I thought I heard 39. Plain and
clear.
I said my husband was using turpentine.
You said your husband was in the garage with the Corvette.
Yes, with his Corvette using turpentine.
No. Working on his Corvette, the blue Corvette, not turpentine.
I know what I said.
Yeah, well, we all know what you said. There's thousands of us listening.
Are you going to get all thousands of them to call in, Pam? Look, good for you. You've been carded, okay? Let's see who believes who at the end of the day.
What difference does it make, ma'am?
What?
What difference does it make if Pam's been carded, you've been carded, you know...
Did you go to the liquor store with your walker? Maybe that's why you think the man was trying to give you a compliment.
Well, whatever that means. Pam, thank you very much for your call. Let's go over to Gladys. Gladys, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
You totally blew it for me. I had a very good...
I didn't blow anything. It wasn't funny what you said about the walker.
Screw you.
That's being very spiteful, in my opinion.
No, I'm not being spiteful. I'm youthful looking, and other women are jealous.
I understand that, but the reason why I called in is because I'm a 23-year-old female. I've been carded plenty of times.
Well, you're 23.
Exactly. And I'm also the mother of a 2-year-old child.
It's not legal to drink at 23, is it?
Yes, it is.
I think you're a little too immature in your own sick little mind.
Well, what are you talking about?
But my point to you is, as a 45-year-old woman who is married with 2 children, you said?
Yes, I've got 3 sons.
Okay. Well, I have 1 son, and he's 2 years old.
Yeah.
I think at your age, you should be more concerned with raising your children and being a good wife instead of worrying about somebody at a liquor store thinking you're young.
Okay, now let
because
me ask
if
you
you're
this,
on the highway, if you're on the highway trying to outrun a police officer and you're a mother and
that's
a wife,
what teenage boys and teenage girls do.
But you're not a teenager. You're a
but
mother.
It's what keeps
you're
me
a
youthful.
Mother.
Well, you're engaging in youthful behavior, outrunning cops, telling your husband you hate him, telling your sons you hate them, and leaving the room, flirting with men in clubs, lying on the floor and talking on the phone all day.
You know something? What is wrong with a woman staying youthful?
Okay, but wait, listen to me. I in my opinion, I'm still youthful, very youthful.
Well, wait a minute. I want to ask you something. You say you're 23, but you have the name Gladys.
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
What does my name have to do with it?
That is not a name that this current generation gives to their children.
Well,
Gladys is an older generation name. Now, I submit that you're older or you come from Guatemala or I don't know, Ethiopia or something.
Well, you know what? If I did come from Ethiopia, I would be grateful to my culture, my country, my religion.
Well, where are you from?
Whatever you would think of it. To be able to raise me to be a 23-year-old mother who knows better than...
Why are you named Gladys? I don't get the name
the
Gladys.
Whole, but listen to me.
I don't get the name Gladys for a 23-year-old.
Well,
what is that about?
My name has nothing to do with it.
They might as well call you Gertrude or Blanche. It just doesn't happen.
Okay.
Well, forget her name, will you?
My point is that everybody is saying that you're acting...
Get out in a minute.
You're saying that you're acting youthful and like a teenager.
Yeah.
You're not.
I'm gay and carefree.
It was not that long ago that I was a teenager, and I was more responsible as a teenager than to go speeding down a highway when you've got two children and a husband waiting for you at home.
Don't get old before your years, Gladys. Have some fun.
I have
flirt
had
with
fun,
men.
Sweetheart. I
outrun
have had
police
fun,
cars.
And I am still having fun.
Click your tongue and your...
Responsibly,
God,
because at
weird.
The end of the day...
Say that to people.
At the end of the day, I
right.
have to come home to my child to raise him in an adequate way so that he does
all
not
right.
have to...
Yes. And
run into
like
people like
I
you
can understand
on the highway.
If you're a single mother, I understand what you're talking about.
All
Why
right.
would you automatically think I'm single?
The name's Gladys. You come from probably a Latin American country.
Are you that well educated?
Put two and two together.
You would automatically think that because I have the name Gladys that I am
that
not American?
That is not an American name. That is
that most certainly is. My aunt's name is Gladys.
It doesn't
She's
matter
88,
if my
Phil.
Name is Laquifa
well,
or Shaniqua
Queef.
Or any or Maria.
All right,
it
look.
Does not matter. It does not matter.
All right.
Because as a 23-year-old female,
oh God,
I am more responsible.
Still 23. You're
I am more responsible
and you clean
at
houses.
In my life
right.
than you, than you have ever been.
Yeah.
And
there's no reason for you, Ms. Dooley, to belittle this woman just because her name is Gladys.
Well, there is
and
a reason
I'm
for
not...
her to belittle me because she is so immature and
no.
she has not grown up.
You're
That's
really
what she
weird.
Needs to do.
You're weird.
You know, this is how
Why
you
am
stay.
I weird? Because I'm responsible.
This is how you stay youthful: calling people weird, clicking your tongue, and rolling your eyes, staying on the phone, laying on the floor, outracing cop cars, and saying you hate.
What's your name, Gladys Kravitz? That's the only Gladys I know, and she was on Bewitched, and she cleaned houses. Case closed. Thank you.
I think that if I cleaned your
All
house,
right.
I'd have a better chance
Gladys,
to raise
thank
your
you very
children
much.
Than you would.
Do you use lavender bath beads?
Forget it.
Oh, you know the other Gladys I knew? Gladys Knight. Thank you.
Well, I think right now she doesn't need to be concerned with that because she's
hey,
such
hey.
A racist.
Steve, I'm drowning.
She needs to get over it. She needs to get over herself.
Mr. Dooley, you there?
Yeah, she's drowning.
Oh, thank God.
What happened?
I don't know. I slipped under the water, and I was trying to act so immature, I forgot that I knew how to swim. Oh, sweet Jesus.